Hi, everybody, and welcome to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is May 11th, and please turn to page 37 in your magazines for a new TOEIC exercise. We have five questions this time. It's not too tough, but please pay attention. Don't just answer the question. Think more deeply. Think long about why that answer is correct and why the other ones are incorrect. And then try to keep it in your long-term memory so that in the future, when you use a similar sentence, you won't make some really common mistakes.
Yeah, 今天呢，我们总共只有五个题目哈，但是这五个题目呢，那个介绍的句型，然后还有些字的用法，都是很常用的哈。所以大家不要觉得说啊，我找到正确答案哈，就觉得满意的啊。你最好要真的熟悉这些句子，要能够好好的应用啊，或者简单的说，如果你能背，你就把它背起来，或者是不管你能不能背，你都背。好，背了就算忘了，它总会留下一点印象哈。凡背过，必留下痕迹。
Right, exactly. This is part five, incomplete sentences. Our directions are, a word or phrase is missing in each of the sentences below. Four answer choices are given below each sentence. Select the best answer to complete the sentence. Then mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
好，那我们看到他说有一个字 a word, 或者一个 phrase, 或者是一个片语 is missing, 不见了。In each of the sentences below, 底下这些句子呢，每一句都有一个字或片语不见了。然后呢，他说 four answer choices, 有四个选项，答案的选项 are given, below each sentence, 每一个句子下面有四个答案选项。那他要你选 select the best answer, 那我们总是会强调注意是 the best answer, 有的时候有些答案你可能你去这个硬掰啊硬凹啊也许可以凹得过去对但是呢这个并不是最好的答案会有一个更好的答案在那边所以你选最好的那个答案然后呢你把那个答案的标示是 A, B, C 还是 D 把它写在你的答案纸上 Your answer sheet 就是你的答案纸
Now, as I often do, I'm going to make a few comments about stress and I hope you pay attention to this because if you pay attention, you'll learn some useful rules that you can apply in the future to just about everything else especially if you haven't learned about compound noun stress before. So let's look at some phrases here and look at how the words are stressed. So first of all is four answer choices. All of these are 实词. These are all actually content words. So in theory, we should stress all of the words. So if it's a 实词, a noun, a verb, an adjective, and sometimes an adverb, you should stress each word. But there is another rule that is if you have two nouns together, the first one modifies the second one, then the one which is modified is not stressed. The stress is taken away. So let's look at this little phrase here,